Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, Jody Mack in for John today, 94 at WIP, as we broadcast from the Eagles NovaCare Complex, site of training camp today. Of course, the Birds, they are practicing right now. They moved practice up an hour today. They actually made that decision yesterday because of the heat. Try to get it in, obviously, before it gets too hot. But believe me, it's already very hot. Eagles will play a game in 3 days at the Link, first preseason game. We'll get into the Phils today as they start up a series against the Marlins. Obviously in a nice spot right now. Also some Kevin Durant and Ben Simmons news. We'll get to it all. We'll do it all with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Again, Jody Mack in for John. Jody Mack, what's up, my man?
Hey, how are you, brother?
Good, my man. It is wonderful as always. Hey, Jody, it was a real pleasure doing the show with you last week. And now
it was fun.
And now even better because we're down at training camp.
And I have not been to an Eagle training camp practice in 4 years, 5 years, somewhere there about. It's been a while.
Yes.
And I forgot how hot it can be outside.
Holy smokes. August.
It's one thing to just go outside, get the mail, get in and out of the car. You got to stand out there in the beating heat for a period of time. You go, all right, now I know I'm getting paid today.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you what. I might give the Eagles a standing ovation. They have crossed the one-hour threshold.
Yeah!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The one-hour threshold has been crossed. 1 hour and 5 minutes. Jody, they've been getting after it here. This is a situation they're not hitting, so I shouldn't say getting after it old-school style. But they got the shells on. There's some thudding going on, a lot of different drills. A lot of 11-on-11s going on, including right now. Give me a thought or two that has stood out to you so far.
Nick Sirianni, as I said, I've not been down here for a practice in a couple of years. Certainly the first Sirianni practice I've ever made. They do move quickly. Mm-hmm. They get into what they want to do. They're well-drilled in getting to drills to get their work in. As you correctly pointed out, no pads today, no full uniform, just the helmets. So it isn't what you would think of as a football practice.
Yes.
But they're working on what they would need to work on. They look quick. They've got some speed on this team, which is going to be a good thing once the season starts. I appreciate the fact that they ran a couple of team drills right here in front of us,
yep,
which was nice. Jalen Hurts threw the ball okay. He ran the ball well, which he did on Sunday night,
yep,
as well. But they look crisp out there.
We will certainly keep everyone informed as you listen to the show today on what's going on with practice. Again, you can join us at 215-592-9494. Also, we'll be joined probably sometime this hour, maybe early next hour, from two of the biggest dudes the Eagles have. Landon Dickerson from last year's draft, who's a mammoth man, and Jordan Davis from this year's draft, who's an even more mammoth man. And Jody, I'm really hoping that the seat next to you
holds up. I'm not sure,
because otherwise WIP is going to have a major situation on its hands. So we'll take care of the guys and look forward to talking.
How did we not get Mailata? If we're going to get all the big, we got two out of the three, the monster men that the Eagles have in the trenches. We can settle for
We'll get Trey back. We'll get John Runyon back. Maybe try to go 5 for 5. All right, let's get to it here, Jerry. A lot obviously to hit. We'll get to the Phillies in short order. But you know, one of the big decisions, clearly for Nick Sirianni and perhaps Howie Roseman, perhaps even Jeffrey Lurie has a say in this, is what the offense should look like this year. You know, Jody, I am squarely of the mindset, until I believe Jalen Hurts can effectively lead this team through the air, they should limit how much they let him put it up through the air. They were successful last year in the second half of the season as what you'd call a run-based team. Run-based these days is about 50%, maybe even 45%. It's a far cry from when run-based used to be 60 or 70%, you know, 30, 40 years ago. But they were what you can call a heavy run team last year. And there's nothing from training camp to this point that has told me that they should deviate from that at all. I know they got a major addition in A.J. Brown, and he is someone that certainly you want to utilize, you know, a lot through the air with the passing game. But, Jody, give me your mindset on this. You know, it's not to be or not to be. It's to run a lot or to pass a lot, and your thoughts on where this situation should head and where this situation will head.
They didn't give a contract extension of $100 million for A.J. Brown to have him come in here and block for Jalen Hurts. That's not happening. They are going to throw the football to start the season. That's the offseason moves that they made. The biggest move, the biggest addition was A.J. Brown. They did so for a reason. They feel that to get to the level that they want to get to, which is quite simply the Super Bowl, made the playoffs last year, got taken out badly in the first round, but made the playoffs. They want to go further. They want to be able to get back to the biggest game of them all. And they believe that to do that, you have to have more of a passing game than they had last year. So I believe that. They believe that. Their actions have shown that. So they are going to go down that road. To me, the question is, if it doesn't work, if they get off to a slow start, we saw them make the change philosophically last year at pretty close to the midway point of the season. Will they do it at the same time? Will they push it even further? It sounds to me like you're ready to do it day one. No.
Correct.
AJ, glad you're cashing a big check, but sorry, what the Eagles do best is run the football, and they should continue to run the football. I can pretty much assure you that's not going to happen. So it comes down to a question of, if it doesn't, if Jalen Hurts isn't improved, if their passing game isn't what they want it to be or expect it to be, when will they say, all right, we got to revert?
Well, look, we'll see what everyone says at 215-592-9494. I mean, the simple question, should the Eagles be run heavy again this year? Again, you can weigh in 215-592-9494. Put another way, do you trust Hurts? Do you believe in Hurts enough to pass it a lot, particularly out of the gate? And if it's not working, as Jody Mack pointed out, how long till that transition is made? I'll tell you this, Jody. Let me go on the record squarely. I think it'll be a dead mistake if the Eagles come out and pass it a lot early in the season. I just don't understand after what Hurts did in the second half of the season, where statistically he was poor. I mean, let's be real. He was poor through the air last year in the second half of the season, even though they won a lot of games. I just see no reason. I know there's the theory, well, let's test his limits. Let's give him a lot of opportunities. Let's find out. Listen, I think you can find out over 17 games without overstretching the guy early and putting the team in a compromised position that will cause it to lose football games. They won last year for two reasons. They had an easy schedule, and they had a great offensive line. Now, they are a better team this year. They have more talent, certainly on defense. To your point, A.J. Brown is a major upgrade. But there is nothing that has convinced me that they should not still be a very heavy run team.
No. You know, I do my Birds 365 show every day with my buddy John McMullen. He surprised me yesterday. After Jalen Hurts had the successful RPOs that he ran on Sunday night, which, by the way, Eagles defense had no idea that they were going to come with as many RPOs as they did. And that's why the Eagles defense actually didn't look great on Sunday night. Jalen Hurts is really good when he's making plays with his legs.
Yeah, he is.
This side of Lamar Jackson, he's the best running quarterback in the National Football League. So John is ready to go back to the exact same offense they run last year, which, remember, the Eagles' leading rusher last year was their quarterback.
Sure.
How many teams have had long runs into the Super Bowl where they're leading rusher? I know Steve Young won a Super Bowl, and he could pull it down and take off. He wasn't the 49ers' leading rusher, okay?
Yeah,
last year Jalen Hurts was the Eagles' leading rusher. If they're going down that same road again this year, they'll go to a specific limit, 9, 10, maybe even 11 wins. But when they get to the postseason, it's going to become that much more difficult. That's why I think it's an optimistic stance they're taking. We're going to let our quarterback try and throw the football because if he gets better, if he improves, if A.J. Brown is all that in a bag of chips, yeah, we've got a chance to not only make the playoffs but win when we get there.
Look, it's enticing. I get it because, you know, you do want to find out what Hurts has and you want to try to capitalize on A.J. Brown. I totally get it. But here's the way I sum it up, Jody. If you prioritize the passing game a lot, and again, everyone can get in 215-592-9494. Here's the most simple way I'll sum it up. if you prioritize the passing game a lot, especially early in the year, it does allow you to get more chunk plays. It does allow Jalen Hurts to do his improvised running, which he's very good at. And it does allow you to find out more about what you have in Hurts. And that all sounds good and well. But if you prioritize the run game, it allows you to have a better chance to win. Simple as that. Look, we'll take everyone's calls, 215-592-9494. Something tells me MacMan doesn't think it's simple as that.
No, it is not. Because Joe DeCameron's got an idea. My buddy John McMullen's got an idea. Even Nick Sirianni can have an idea. There are two guys that are pretty important to this decision-making process that I think are heavily invested in the Eagles throwing the ball more this year than they did last year, they being Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie.
Yep.
And don't kid yourself if you don't think they have influence as to what the Eagles are going to look like offensively come the first game of the year. I'm gonna judge from the top down rather than from the bottom up. The Eagles are going to come out as a passing team.
All right, we'll rock all your calls off show. Joe DeCameron, the Mac Man. Jody Mac in for John today. 215-592-9494 to be a heavy run team again or not, or to really unleash Hurts, which does allow more improvised runs where he's just taking it, and he's very good at that. And obviously utilizing A.J. Brown or not, or just to lean on the run game, you tell us, 215-592-9494 from training camp. We'll keep you updated on camp as we move through the show.
So funny, as we're sitting here, Eagles are running team drills. Yeah, Hurts just got sacked. And they're not sacking him. He went down to one knee because he knew that he was a dead man.
Of course.
So yours truly saying, pass more. Give Jalen the ball. He doesn't need a run. He didn't even have a chance to run there because he
can't,
got sacked.
Can't get sacked if you hand the ball off. Also, up ahead, a question about the Phillies that came up on our show yesterday, and it's actually related to the team, not specifically Pete Rose. We'll get into that and more. All your phone calls ahead from training camp. Jody Mack, Joe DeCamera on 94 WIP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, Jody Cameron, Jody Mack from Training Camp, 94 WIP. The Eagles continue to practice up to about an hour and, 20 minutes. Oof. For the strenuous, Jody. Strenuous.
And as far as I can tell, no one has dropped the dehydration.
That's exactly right.
They're all still standing, a very good sign.
9 o'clock hour, though, when we were outside, you know, before we came in the trailer, got a little hot.
Sweating a little bit. Wise enough not to move quickly enough to actually pass out.
All right, so for the Eagles, the best approach for the Birds on offense. Look, if you run the ball about 50% or even 45% of the time these days in football, you're known as a run-heavy team. I would advocate the Eagles go in that direction again. I thought they had success down the stretch last year with that. I wouldn't deviate from that, but I know a lot of people want to see the Eagles opening up. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Tyrone in Middletown kicks us off this morning. Hi, Tyrone.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Always our pleasure, my man.
Oh, my man Joe and Mr. Jody Mack. How's it going, sir?
Very good.
Tyrone, you should have seen Mack Man about 40 minutes ago signing autographs here at training camp.
One little guy, big WIP fan.
The man has cachet. What can I say? That is the Mack Man right there. All right, Tyrone, go ahead, man. What do you got?
Yeah, well, after going to the open practice Sunday and wishing that I could be there today because, you know, I worked for 30, 40 years and could never come to any practices. And I had people that would be on – I'm a former SEPTA bus driver.
Yep.
And for 28, 27 years, people were getting on my bus showing me pictures of training camp and how – and they were like – it was like great. And I was like, oh, I wish I could be there. I wish I would be there. And now that I have the time to do it, I can't go.
Yep.
So I don't know. I was always looking forward to that, but
yeah, I prefer the Lehigh thing. I've been very clear through the years on that, Tyrone. I mean, this is a great experience when you're here. There's no question, and there's also no question it makes it easier on the Eagles organization. All their equipment is here. All their offices are here. I mean, it does make a lot of sense for them, but I do think it hurts the fan experience. I believe that.
But
hey, Tyrone, to run or to pass more this year? What do you got?
Well, one more thing about the open practices, I think getting the support from the fans would kind of enthuse them with energy, and that's what they need. But I think that they should have more lopsided towards the pass, like 55-45, only because it's the NFL and they want to move the ball and run off. Whatever's working at the time, but I think that if they can get their passing game going, they can be more explosive. And in the NFL, you have to score a lot of points. But I personally, I liked a lot of things that I saw at training camp, but to me, they could have picked up the energy level a little bit.
Well, here, Tyrone, you said something really interesting. Appreciate the phone call there, man. So, Jody, he said something that really caught my attention. He said, if they get the passing game going, agree, if, but will they? It's not about doing it. It's about doing it well. Do you believe, Jody, in Jalen Hurts to do it well?
Yes. Enough. Do I think he's going to be a top five passer? No. Top 10? No. Top half? Get into the top 16
really?
Somewhere?
As a passer?
Quarterback rating. How do you determine how good a quarterback is? I feel about quarterback rating, you know, the old saying, democracy is the worst type of government, except for all the other ones.
Yep.
And it's the same thing about quarterback
rating. Churchill, I believe, with that famous
quote.
Was it
Churchill?
Yeah, it was Churchill, I think.
Snubbing. Winnie. It's an imperfect way of judging quarterbacks, but it's the best way we have. And, yes, I think that he can get into the bottom of the top half of quarterbacks in the league. I could think he can be in the teens.
Well, that'd be a good step for him if he can. Let's go to Richard right now in Doylestown. Hi, Richard.
How you doing today, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, you know, I agree with the thing is that it has to be a balanced offense. You know, you can't – and every game is different. If you go run heavy, you're going to have 8 or 9 guys in the box, and you're going to force them to pass. If you open it up early and then you say, oh, we can – you know, we can open it up and bring those safeties out, then you're going to be able to run. And then every team is going to be different. There's going to be different teams that, you know, can stop the run better. There's going to be teams that, you know, maybe throw some screens in there and stuff like that just to get it open. But
boy, they haven't. I'll tell you one thing, Richard. They have not had a good screen game in a long time.
Right.
I really thought with Doug here, it was going to be, you know, with Doug being an Andy Reid disciple, I thought they'd get it going. They really didn't. They really didn't with Sirianni last year.
Now, you guys have been there. Have they been practicing the screens? I haven't heard much about the practicing of those short passes, screens. You need to do it. You can't just say we're going to be a run-heavy offense and expect the defenses not to put 8 or 9 guys in the box. Just focus and stop that. You need something to offset that. And that's where – and every game is going to be different depending on your opponent.
Here's what scares me about the Eagles if they go to the heavy passing game, which I think they will, and I'm crossing my fingers that it'll be successful, as you just stated. The desire of the owner, the general manager, the coach, whoever, all nice, but then they actually have to go out and accomplish what they're planning on. So we'll certainly find out over the first couple games of this season. Here's what scares me. They have to be able to sell the run to begin with. That I think play action is still a viable part of the NFL, or RPOs. You can call it play action, call it what you want. It's a little different.
Two different sides, but yeah, sure. Deception.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think this team can be good at it, but that's something I definitely need to see, because I don't think they were real good at it last year. Jalen Hurts' ability to make you believe that he's best when he keeps it and runs it himself. But the whole run-pass option and play fake wasn't as effective as it could have been last year. They have to be better at that. If they are, that's what will make Jalen Hurts an effective passer.
Well, that would certainly help. By the way, we had to give away today a pair of tickets to see, and I know Jody's a wrestling guy.
Oh, you got wrestling tickets?
Oh, Jody, here we go. WWE. Now, I'll always call it WWF, but that's just me. WWE Sunday Stunner, live from the Hard Rock Hotel in Atlantic City. This Sunday, August 14th at 7 o'clock. Tickets, by the way, are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Now, MacMan not eligible to win them because, you know, Odyssey employee and that whole thing.
Damn.
But everyone listening right now can. Jody, back on this date, 1974, close to 50 years ago to the day, Gerald Ford took over. President Ford took over from Richard Nixon. Frankly, one of the most famous transitions in world history, because it's the only time a U.S. president resigned. I mean, it obviously been presidents assassinated, presidents that died in office. Only time a president resigned, handed the reins over to the vice president. It's a very famous transition in U.S. history. So in honor of that transition, Jody, as we look to give away the wrestling tickets today, I'll ask you, I'll ask Moshe back in the studio, I'll ask everyone on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Give me a famous transition. It can be from sports, the entertainment world. There's a lot of ways to go. Like, matter of fact, I'll give you sports and the entertainment world in one. Happened about 10 years ago. Here's a transition to have effect on everybody listening right now. 610 WIP became 94.1 FM.
True.
WIP. You know, I mean, that was the whole thing when, and that wasn't just here, but across the nation, a lot of companies were saying, hey, FM is a bigger deal. So let's get some of our biggest stations on FM, and stations have really flourished that way, WIP being one of them. Big transition from a radio standpoint, obviously for us here in Philadelphia, from a sports standpoint. Jody, give me a transition. When you think of one through the span of time, any walk of life, best answer by the end of the show is going to win the tickets. Give me a famous transition.
What year did Ford take over?
74.
74?
Yeah.
I think it was 1975 when Bruno Sammartino lost the WWE Championship to the Iron Sheik, or
you're
whatever
awesome.
The hell it may have been. Yeah. I'm not sure about that, but that was a major transition. Bruno was a champ for like three years running, and he finally lost the belt. I'm just making this stuff up. I don't know if it's accurate or not. You know what was the first thing you jumped in my mind?
What's
when
that?
You told me about this? Let's do transitions today.
What do you got?
We're still living it.
Okay.
It's called COVID.
Yeah.
And
all
everyone's
changes.
Life changed. I had no bloody idea what Zoom was until COVID hit, and I had to learn real quick that if you want to talk to somebody, you want to see somebody's face, you're not going to be able to get in front of them anytime soon. So you better get on your computer and be able to get in touch with who you need to down the line. Yeah, we've all had to transition that.
Big answer. I mean, and still evolving, as you say. Very big answer right there. Moshe, give me a motion for Seltzer today. Moshe, how are you, buddy?
Doing great, Joe. Happy to be here.
Good, man. All right, give me a transition, Mos. What do you got?
All right, how about a movie transition? Actors in a franchise from Sean Connery to George Lazenby, for better or worse, a new James Bond.
Yeah, well, there have been a couple Bonds, all the Bonds. You can wrap them all up. I mean, how many we had, Jody? Four or five?
Wait.
I think there's seven.
I never heard of this dude,
Moshe.
He was in
Didn't they go straight to Roger Moore?
No, it was he did one movie.
Really?
It was Her Majesty.
How do I not know that?
Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Maybe he did a bad job.
Oh, he was horrendous. Absolutely. The movie was good, despite the fact that he had zero charisma.
Well, Bond from the world of Hollywood is very famous for the transitions. I mean, they've pulled that off really good, going on, you know, close to 50 or so years now.
What's this guy's name again?
George Lazenby.
Never heard of that, dude.
I thought he was a failed offensive lineman for the Raiders.
I don't know. That's Leatherby. Okay,
all right,
close.
Hit us up here. Give me a great answer. There's so many big answers available. A famous transition, any walk of life. I mean, you got your Peyton Mannings to Andrew Luck, which, by the way, ushered the Indianapolis Colts to say bye-bye to Peyton Manning. I mean, there have been a lot of famous transitions in sports, outside of sports. Give us a great answer. Best answer by the end of the show, you're going to win the wrestling tickets. Let's go to Sean right now. Kensington. Hi, Sean.
Hello.
Sean, what's going on, dude?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing fine, man. What do you got?
Oh, man. When the transition, I want to tell y'all, this is the second time I called. I meant to tell y'all yesterday. Thank you for having me on air. I've been listening to y'all for a long time.
Thank you.
That was actually the first time I called in.
Thank you, Sean. What do you got here on the Eagles, man?
Say that one more time.
Moshe, let's put him on hold. His phone clearly is not working. By the way, Jody, I want to introduce a Phillies topic here, too, because there's a question that came up on our show yesterday, and it sort of was out of nowhere, and I thought, no, I'm going to give that answer a no, but I'm curious if your answer is my answer.
Okay.
Caller called in and said, Phillies should remove the interim tag from Rob Thompson and, you know, by extension, just give him a new contract right now. And I said, why mess up a good thing? Like, what's the point? Just let it keep going. You can reward him after the season. I give it a major thumbs down, even though he probably deserves it. Just make him keep proving it, and frankly, don't change the mojo. Where do you stand on that? Has Rob Thompson already warranted the removal of the interim tag and a new deal to just say, this is our skipper?
I'm with you. If it's working, don't rock the boat right now.
Might be unfair, but it is what it is.
And I don't even think it – you can remove the unfair aspect of it if you call him into your – Dave Dombrowski, you call him into your office and go, Topper, you're killing it, and we appreciate it. I'm glad that I picked you to be our guy. And we have every intention of having you be the manager. If you read any stories about the Phillies or looking at any other manager, it's BS. I have no desire to talk to or look at any other manager. You're our guy. I'd love to give you a contract extension, but I'm a little superstitious. And we're playing this good right now. You and I are going to talk when the season's over. Believe me, buddy, you have my word on that. But I just don't think it's the right time for us to do anything as far as 2023. We want to stay in the moment, in focus in 2022. So I'm going to ask you to continue to do the great job that you're doing. But know full well, you and I are going to talk as soon as the season's over.
Jody, I agree. Look, we'll throw that question out to everyone at 215-592-9494. It is, after all, our Twitter poll question of the day. Should the Phils remove Rob Thompson's interim tag and just give him a new contract right now and say, dude, you are the official skipper of the Philadelphia Phillies. You have earned it. Yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Certainly you can weigh in on the phone lines as well, 215-592-9494. We'll be back. We'll come back with all the phone calls. Also, some of the players are going to join us. Jordan Davis will be with us. We're also going to talk to Landon Dickerson and rock all the calls on the Phils, on the Eagles, and more. Jody Cameron, Jody Mack from Camp on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, from training camp, Jody Cameron, Jody Mack, 94 WIP. Eagles practice has ended. Players, some of them still milling around. No sign yet of Jordan Davis or Landon Dickerson over to our booth where we are broadcasting from, but we expect to talk to those guys shortly. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494, to run it a lot or to pass it more this year. And also the Phils, you can weigh in. Of course, they start a new series up tonight. They are in a nice spot. And as I said yesterday was the first day this entire baseball season where I finally was ready to say the Phillies are a good team. Even last week, I was giving it pretty good. But they have proven good. And now, of course, the objective is to try to become great and make the playoffs. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Sean in Kensington. Hi, Sean.
What's going on, man? Thank you. I apologize for that inconvenience earlier. But like I said,
it's
actually the second time I talked to you. I appreciate you taking my call and everything, too, man.
This would now be your official second call to WIP.
Technically, yeah.
Technically,
don't get me through my
days. Because we brought him home and we brought him back, so it's his third
there was
call.
One
Make
other
the third one a great one, Shawnee.
There you go.
Yes, sir. That's my favorite number, AI, Allen Iverson. My son was born on third. I got a question for you, too, after I answer the one. I think, to touch base real quick, the running game, us opening our running game, will allow for the passing to be a lot more open as well. Because I don't believe Jalen Hurts is there yet with his accuracy and passing. I didn't see him yet on the field this year, but I don't think the transition that quick would happen, to be honest.
I agree. I totally agree with you.
So I think the run game is going to be a huge part of it. But also him, he has to watch how he's running in his game, too, because running quarterbacks get hurt easily. And if he goes down, then we're all looking at everybody's looking at the team like, damn. So he's going to be a big asset, and he's going to be a big part of which way this team goes this year, I believe. And I believe the running thing is going to be a big thing. Another thing I want to touch base on, I wanted to see your side of it. Every time we're good on paper every year, it turns out that we're not that good on the field. And Nick not, and him out there not having contact on the field like that, and him practicing, we're not really having contact out there, it's a little bit. But when it comes time to actually play a game, players are going to be like, oh, shit, they haven't been hitting here. It's not like basketball or baseball.
Yeah, no, listen, Sean, I'll tell you this, man. I appreciate the call. Jody, he touched on something that was really interesting there, and it's true. Kelsey talked about it the other day. For whatever reason, it seems like the whole Kelsey tenure, when the Eagles are supposed to be really good, they're not as good, and when they're supposed to be not that good, they rise up.
No, he made that statement. No, the numbers kind of hold up what he said. I was told, because I wasn't here, but somebody was, told me that it was done pretty much tongue-in-cheek, that he didn't really mean it. Come on. We're not influencing. We got our opinions, but we're not influencing.
No, I'm not saying that, but there has been an unexpected – I mean, the Eagles were not supposed to be good last year, and they were. I mean, I shouldn't say they were good. They were average last year. They rose to the point of average.
They made the playoffs. If you make the playoffs, you're above average.
9-8, 9-9 when all is said and done. And tell you, it was a big part of it last year. Our first guest today, right off the practice field. He is, sweating quite a lot, as he should, because he was out there working for about an hour and a half from the University of Alabama, now entering his second season of pro football, starting guard for the Philadelphia Eagles, along with Jody Mack and Jody Cameron here, Mr. Landon Dickerson. Landon, how are you, pal?
I'm doing pretty well. How are y'all?
Landon, we are we're real good, man. So you are hot right now.
It's not too bad.
I'm already impressed because he made it through the door, because we don't have the biggest door here in our broadcast outlet. Appreciate your squeezing on in with us. Yeah, you're a Southern boy, so this doesn't bother you, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not too bad. It's pretty much a typical day down there.
There you go. Landon, how did this practice out here go today? What did you feel about it?
You know, there's definitely a lot of things to clean up, a lot of things to work on. Some good things, some bad things from both sides of the ball, so... really just got to go back in tonight, watch the film, go through, walk through, make the corrections.
last year you came in out of Alabama, second round draft pick, as a center. Knew they already had a center, pretty good one by the way, Jason Kelce. So you knew there was a chance you were going to be moved positionally. Make the transition to left guard as seamlessly as anyone I can remember the Eagles moving as a rookie, as an offensive lineman. Was it just that easy for you? You just that good?
I mean, I did play all five positions in college on the offensive line, so I had experience at left guard before. And, you know, I think when you come to this league, you know, the more things you can bring to the table, the better you'll be. So, you know, it was really just wherever I fit in was where I was going to play.
Landon, the offensive line last year, so dominant. When did you get a sense that you really had it going on as a unit? Because that, I mean, I thought it was the strength of the whole football team.
I mean, I think we were all right last year. We definitely had our moments of things we needed to work on and fix. Me especially on that. You know, we have a lot of good players, a lot of veterans. We had a lot of different combinations going through the season with people going down and guys getting hurt, new guys stepping in. But, you know, I think we all just kind of embrace that, you know, as an offensive line, you know, we're going to be the guys, you know, leading the team, protecting the quarterback, and, you know, we got to set the tone for the game. So I think everybody in that room embraced that, and we just rolled with it from there.
You're underselling yourself. Guys had a great year last year on the offensive line, even with some of the injuries you had. You're a big boy. We've already pointed that out. What's it like standing next to a bigger boy like Mailata?
You know, Jordan is a towering figure to really anybody. I mean, he's a large human being, but, you know, it's really fun playing behind him because there's a lot of momentum, you know, in those mate blocks together.
Landon, Nick Sirianni, different Nick. Nick Saban, who you joke around with more?
I mean, I'd say both of them, honestly.
Really? So Saban has some of that more than the public sees.
I'd say more than you would think, but you know, there's a reason he is where he is, and you know, he knows he's got the time and the place for it. So
the college reality for you guys, you all come from some college, some bigger, more prominent than others. You certainly from as big as it gets in college football. Guy like Jordan Davis, his squad won the national title last year. How much of that went on last year in the locker room where you guys were ribbing each other, and how much is going on right now as you ramp up for another college football season, now as alums for all your universities?
We'll talk about it a little bit. You know, we go back and forth with everybody. It doesn't matter if it's SEC, ACC, Pac-12. I mean, you know, we all go back and forth a little bit, and we'll always, you know, sit around Saturdays whenever games are on in the fall and watch those together. So we always talk about it. We always support our teams and, you know, talk about guys there.
Landon, funniest guy on the Eagles, who is it? Who's the dude that makes the room crack up?
Well, there's quite a few guys, I'd say. You know, Darius Slay and Lane Johnson got to be, okay, you know, top two up there.
Two completely different types of players and individuals.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Good. Sunday night practice over at the Link, you guys broke out a couple of RPOs. Maybe it was something defense wasn't expecting, and they looked pretty good. They were pretty damn effective. That is become a staple in a lot of teams' offense in the NFL. How much more work is it for you guys on the offensive line with the RPO? You're kind of caught between and betwixt and like, are you good with RPOs? Do you understand why they can be as effective as they are? And it is dependent a lot on what you guys do up front.
It's dependent on that, dependent a lot on what, you know, the defensive look we get. And, you know, you got to know the situation and what the play is, what type of RPO it is. And, you know, I think we do a good job in the offensive line room of understanding the plays and understanding, you know, who the quarterback's reading or who the running back's reading, what, you know, what options he has on the RPO, and, you know, usually being able to figure out whether he is going to, you know, give the ball, pull the ball, or throw it.
Landon Dickerson with us here on WIP. Landon, draft night back in April. A lot of ways the organization can go in the first round, two picks potentially. Ultimately, it turns into an A.J. Brown trade. What was your reaction, and how stunned were you when you found out, wow, my squad just got A.J. Brown?
I mean, I was really excited. You know, I've watched him. He's always been a good player, dominant player. You know, one thing I didn't realize was, you know, the stature that he had as a receiver coming in. I mean,
big dude.
Comes in and he's a big body guy. Yeah. And, you know, that's one thing that, you know, he can go up and fight for a ball if he needs to. So that's, you know, seeing him in person and knowing that we got him and now seeing him in practice, you know, I'm really impressed with what he's doing, and I think he's a great addition to the team.
What stands out to you as an Eagles offensive lineman when you compete against the defense here in camp and the multiples that the team can do now defensively, increase the talent? What stands out to you with what Jonathan Gannon, you know, without giving away the secrets, but what opposing offenses will face this year when they face the Eagles' day?
You know, I think Coach Gannon's done a really good job of, you know, adding to his personnel in the off season. You know, we got Hassan, we got a lot of linebackers, and we got depth at the D-line now. And he's done a really good job taking that personnel and, you know, putting them in the best situations to make plays. And that's really all I'm going to say about
it. Yeah, I understand.
Landon, know you're good at what you do, but I'm going to ask you to do something else, and that's be a scout here. You get a different perspective than a lot of us get. A lot of people get on the quarterback, and he's the guy that we talk about more than anything else, pulling the trigger every single play. How good is he going to be? How different is he going to be? What is he better at? What is he still working hard on? You're protecting him, and you get a look at the results thereafter. Don't always get to see what's going on immediately behind you, but your perspective can be different and telling. What's different about Jalen Hurts this year?
You know, I think Jalen's come into the mindset this year. You know, he's not going to be satisfied with anything he does. I mean, you know, even in practice, if he's got a good ball, you know, he wants to correct it. It needs to be a great ball. And, you know, in this game, it's all about, you know, the inches right there and, you know, making it that much better every time you come out here. And I think he's really embraced that mindset of, you know, nothing's going to be good enough for him. And I think that's going to, you know, lead him and this team a really long way because a lot of guys are embracing that mentality.
All right, last thing for me. We're going to have Jordan Davis come in just a couple minutes after you. Give us something we can pimp him with, something that he's either done or said or that we can give him a hard time with. You got anything? Were you smart like me? Don't pimp the biggest guy in the room. Well, you don't really want to go there, Jody.
I got some, but I don't. I really don't think right,
maybe
I should,
he'll tell
out.
Us off the air.
Landon, congratulations on your success in the career right out of the gate, and obviously best of luck in the season up ahead and all the years to come. Thanks, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There he is, Landon Dickerson, heck of a player for the Eagles starting guard, and obviously a big part of the team this year. 215-592-9494. Jody Cameron, Jody Mack from training camp. Jordan Davis will join us shortly. And, of course, we'll take a lot of phone calls as we move through the show as well. Let's go. Just trying to figure out our timing here. Yeah, Jordan Davis soon. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Jordan Davis will join us. Jody Camera and Jody Mack from training camp. Phone calls up ahead on 94 WIP.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.